Yeah, I would imagine he's feeling a little bit melancholy because this is Governor Martin O'Malley's very last Preakness as governor. And you had a last Preakness as mayor, too, so who knows what you'll do next time.
Yeah, I don't feel melancholy. I feel very much grateful for all of the hard work that's been done to keep racing in Maryland. I can recall coming here year after year for a rough stretch there when we all wondered whether we'd be able to achieve the compromise necessary to keep horse racing and horse breeding and horse-related agriculture in Maryland. We're doing a lot better now, and the whole country, within this industry anyway, is talking about how much better Maryland is doing. So I'm very grateful to be able to be here and to see the other side of what were some dark times for racing and horse breeding in Maryland, and it's a terrific day. I want to thank WBAL for arranging the weather. You all couldn't have done better.
I know, it's really fantastic. I was thinking about that as well, that no one's even having that conversation anymore about whether the Preakness will come back or the state of Maryland racing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing. I came yesterday, as I usually do, to walk through the paddocks and came out expecting to see that bank of reporters and cameras asking if racing was dying in Maryland, and nobody was there. But everybody's here, and it's a great day. The track looks terrific, a huge crowd, and this is when Maryland puts on her best, and the whole world of racing and sports in general puts its eyes on Maryland, so it's a great day.
You know what? You seem really relaxed to me. Not that you don't owe it, but you just seem like...
Hey, thank you. I feel relaxed. You know, at the end of 8 years of service, Katie and I have given this job our very, very best, and we've given our best to the people of Maryland. And on a day like this, I do feel a tremendous sense of gratitude that I've had the opportunity to serve such a good people in tough times.
Do you get tired of people saying this is your last this and your last that?
No, I think it's probably therapeutic, isn't it? I mean, I do need to be able to say goodbye and also to say thank you to so many people that have made our state better and through these difficult times. And so it's good. It's all good. The only constant in life is change. And in fact, everything that we need in life depends on change. So Katie and I are embracing it and looking forward to the future.
It is kind of exciting. I mean, you've got a lot of balls in the air. So can you talk about that?
Well, I haven't yet put a bet on a single horse, so I don't...
Not that close future. We're talking about more distant.
No, I don't know. I think we'll talk about horse racing today rather than candidate racing.
Hey, Mary Beth.
Yeah, Keith.
Mary Beth, can you ask the governor a question? In the last couple of years, the Orioles have made the playoffs again. The Ravens have won the Super Bowl, and racing has rebounded. How cool is that for him as he ends his tenure?
Keith wants to point out that now you're wrapping up your career as governor and also as mayor and just public service for this state. You have an Orioles team that is strong, that is looking at the playoffs again this year. You have a Ravens team that's had two Super Bowls and also looking at another strong fall. You've got horse racing that feels healthy now. I mean, how does that feel?
It makes me feel like I should have been campaigning on sports success in that last re-election. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are right with Maryland, a lot of things that we're doing so very, very well. And on days like this or days when we celebrate the Orioles or the Ravens, it makes us remember that there's so much more that unites us than divides us and that we live in a great state. So we always want our teams to win. And today's a day of great sporting tradition in Maryland, a day when I think all of us remember Preakness's past and see a lot of great friends.
I think you must be a betting man on many occasions, but do you bet on the horses and will you?
I do bet on the horses.
Do the kids want you to place bets for them?
Well, I've kind of given the kids an allowance, so we'll see how they do today with that. But I wish I could tell you that I was really knowledgeable on all of this stuff.
Are you doing the California Chrome thing?
We'll probably do the California Chrome thing. Any horse that has the most, even the most remote relationship to Maryland. If there's a horse with a great-grandmother who was from Maryland, I'll be betting on that horse.
All right. Governor Martin O'Malley, as always, thanks so much for being with us and enjoy your day.
Thanks a lot, Mary Beth.